America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
With Justin working with the ones tomorrow, are you preparing that he's going to start this weekend?
Until Russ gets to a point where we're comfortable with what we're looking at, he's able to execute all schematics. He's able to put together back-to-back consecutive days and so forth. I just think that's a hypothetical conversation. We're going to continue to push forward with Justin until those things are legitimate, and then we'll make decisions accordingly.
Justin was less accurate in the last game than he had been over the first four games. Is there something that Dallas was doing or something that just wasn't working?
I think the fact that he's a full participant is a door that's ajar. To say any more than that is to speculate, because he's got to get through the day. He's got to show up on Thursday and see where the roads lead us in terms of that. Like in all circumstances, I know I kind of say it in a blanket sort of way, but it legitimately is our approach to business. The limited participation guys, we let the amount of participation and the quality of that participation be our guide in terms of whether or not we include them and how much we include them as we push forward toward game time, and it remains the same at that position.
Well, Tomlin out-talked the music bed there. That'll happen with the word salad from him. The way I read this story is Justin Fields will be the starter again. I think Russell Wilson will, in all likelihood, be the backup quarterback. Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
You're not going to take snaps away from Justin Fields if you don't know that Russell Wilson can go out there and run around and not get hurt again. Now, I know he was medically cleared 2 weeks ago, according to Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette. I do buy that. I think they've been super cautious with Russ because they were seeing no symptoms, and then he practices the first week, and bang, it flares up again. I think they want to make sure that doesn't happen. And they had been winning games with Justin Fields. I actually think Tomlin's done the right thing with this. I said I would give Justin Fields one more shot. I think he has, for 2 weeks, given him an ample opportunity to continue to be the Steelers' starting quarterback. Because if Russ is cleared and you're still going with Justin, well, I don't know how you can read it any other way.
Well, I know one thing. I'm pretty sure I know one thing. Is that Russell Wilson will be the backup quarterback. Justin Fields will start, but practice is going to look a lot different. Like, today is going to look a lot different. Justin Fields had taken 100% of the first team reps for the first 5 weeks of the regular season. It'll be about 60-40 now.
You think so?
Uh-huh. I think that's the only way to find out about Russ, without playing him. If he's going to be the backup, and you want to find out where Russ is at, and you want to keep that, you know that trend of like, all right, well, we got to see if he's capable. We got to see if he could do the movement stuff. You don't want to see it against, you know, with the second team guys. You want to see it with the first team guys. So he's going to get some first team reps. It might even be split, I would believe, this week. And then, I mean, but Justin's going to get the plays that are actually going to be in the game.
Right.
But Russ is going to take. He's going to, you know, cut his way into that first team rep distribution for sure.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I don't think he'll get a ton of first team today. I think tomorrow he'll get a good sizable chunk. Today is game plan install day. You know that. That's what you're referring to there. So the stuff that they want to run that they prepared for, and you don't really get much time to work on it during the week. Not really. People, they don't practice that much.
Hmm.
Like you practice three times. How long? Hour and a half, 2 hours?
Really, twice.
Yeah, really. And
for 2 hours.
Yes. So Justin Fields, if he's the starter today, if he's the one today, he's getting 50% then of really your allotted reps to prepare for the Las Vegas Raiders. I'd be really surprised if he doesn't start on Sunday. But Tomlin did leave the door ajar for Russell Wilson to be the backup. We both think he's going to be the backup. I wouldn't be surprised if Russell Wilson plays maybe for a half on Sunday. The Steelers have gotten off to slow starts in just about every game they've played. The only one that they didn't really was Denver, and the penalties got in their way, so they kind of still did get off to a slow start. If Justin Fields in this offense spins the tires early, I think we're looking at a Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky situation against the Jets from a couple of years ago. I don't think it would take much for Tomlin to give Justin Fields the hook.
That's so risky. That's so risky because then you would lose Fields if you need to go back to him.
Yep, I agree.
It's so risky.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I don't think that they will do it because it's just such a risky situation. And you had a guy that had won you football games, and if things don't go right, you know, is Russ the right spark? And then you know what? If you're infusing, if say like you're feeling comfortable with Russ and he had been cleared 2 weeks ago, and you have this process of like, all right, build up. And okay, if we're going to put you second team, like if an injury happens, yeah, we feel comfortable with you going in there because, you know, we need you. But if they were to go to him, say at like halftime, and he re-aggravates that calf.
And then you go back to Fields.
It's a mess.
You know what, man? The thing that has been so evident watching Fields play is his confidence. And I don't know that he had a ton of confidence at the end of his time in Chicago. I don't know how you do. And he's been mostly decisive with the football. This wasn't his best game against Dallas. He would tell you that. But he's mostly protected the ball. He has, for a couple of games anyway, utilized the middle of the field. Guys aren't open, so he's putting the ball right on people's hips or between the numbers. And he didn't do that a couple of times, again, against Dallas. The confidence has stood out to me. And if you sputter early and put Russell Wilson in, you do run the risk of taking a lot of that confidence, that built up earned equity confidence away. I wouldn't do it. And we've seen a couple of times, Chargers game, throws a pick, comes back, leads two consecutive scoring drives. Fumbles the ball against Indianapolis, leads three straight scoring drives. Just because Fields would have a bad start, hypothetically, doesn't mean he couldn't turn around and play a good game. We've seen it already. So pulling him, you don't even give him the opportunity to play a full 60 minutes. And Mike Tomlin referenced 60 minutes yesterday. The offensive line hasn't played well early. Maybe that's one of the reasons for our slow starts, but it's a 60 minutes ball game. It's not why we've lost games. Tomlin tends to view games as these 60 minute nuggets. I don't know the word I'm looking for there. Let Fields finish the game if he starts the game. He should start the game. I'd let him finish. I don't know that he will, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tempting. If Tomlin believes in Russ, and we know that he does, he was the pole position guy all offseason. If things are faltering, I could see Tomlin getting emotional and throwing Russell Wilson in there. I really could.
You really feel that, huh?
I do.
Oh, man, I just think
I don't think they'll have a bad start because I think Las Vegas might be the worst team that they've played. But if they do, and it's one of the worst teams, if not the worst team you played, I could see him being impatient, breaking that glass in case of emergency, not thinking about the repercussions, just trying to secure victory that day. I really could see it, yeah.
Well, what I know looking at the schedule, you know, after this game, you have two primetime games. You have one Sunday night against the Jets, and you have the following week on Monday night against the Giants. Like, Russell Wilson will play in one of those games. Who will start in one of those games?
The only way I think Fields stops that from happening is if he goes out there and balls.
Yeah, if he wins.
I think it, at this point, goes beyond winning. I think I think it's more than just getting the dub. I think he needs to look good and get the dub.
Look good and get the dub. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, Tomlin said, what does Fields need to do for you to keep riding the hot hand? Play well, comma, win. I think he needs to do both.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's just play well and lose. I don't think it's play poorly and win. I do think he needs to do both of those things if Russell Wilson shows enough in practice this week. I still am a little dubious about his ability to protect himself, Russell Wilson. Like, he's run on the gravity treadmill, but by all accounts, he is really taking it easy. And he did more last week, but he's not running around out there.
Mm-mm.
His legs are such a big element of his game, different than the way Fields uses them, but they're a big element of his game. And I think this offensive line is still in a place where you can't feel confident about your drop back passing game
right.
with an immobile quarterback.
Right.
So I'm not playing Russ at all. I'd be very careful there. And if Fields loses, if Fields stinks, I could see the merits behind playing Russell Wilson next week.
Mm-hmm.
What do yins think? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And, of course, you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, something that would help either of the quarterbacks is the running game. We called for something last week, Dorn. The Steelers did a little bit of it. I think you do more of it in this game to help the running game. We'll tell you what that is. What did Mike Tomlin say about the running game? We'll let you hear from him when we...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come back.
I would like to have controlled the game more in that area. But early on, we weren't winning enough possession downs, and it was a limited possession game. So it probably didn't develop. The run game I'm speaking of probably didn't develop in the ways that we would like. I saw a foundation there, but the snap totality was not what we desired in an effort to really control the game. Dallas possessed the ball. We didn't win enough third downs. They did, particularly in the second half. And particularly in terms of the second half, the attrition component of the run game got compromised because of those variables. Dallas was converting third downs on offense, and so they were possessing the ball. It created a limited possession game for us. When we got going at such a pace where we weren't able to lean or focus on it in the ways that will allow it to lead the charge from an attrition standpoint.
Anytime the running game isn't working, that's always Mike Tomlin's explanation, is they haven't had enough snaps. I think this is chicken and egg. I think if you were running the ball well, you would have more snaps.
Mm-hmm.
You would have third downs that are easier to convert, better down and distance situations. So he says, we couldn't get the running game going. We weren't on the field enough. Well, maybe if you ran the ball better, you would have been on the field more. Or if you threw it more early, it could have allowed you to be on the field more so that you run the ball late. I just don't buy that. We all have eyes. The running game's not working right now, Dwight.
Right. It's not. Not at all.
And I think it's the line. I think it's Najee Harris is not a great fit for what they're trying to do. And I'd like to see more design runs from Justin Fields for a couple of reasons. One, I thought it was working against Dallas early last week, and they kind of abandoned it. And that's a team, and we talked to Jason Luckin Four about this yesterday. Lamar did it a million times on them, and they couldn't stop it. Now, Lamar's better than Fields, but you get the point.
Right.
Now you do have Russ as a backup. And I don't want to see Russ get inserted into the game just because Justin's playing poorly, but if Justin gets hurt running a lot of read options, well, then I feel okay about turning it over to Russ, and I think it would make the running game less predictable and harder to defend, and I do think they need help in that regard because Cordero Patterson's not going to play. He's already been ruled out, and Jaylen Warren's not going to play. He's already been ruled out.
How much different does it look if Jaylen Warren's healthy?
I think a lot.
A lot.
I think it looks different if Cordero Patterson's healthy.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
That was, for a brief stretch, I think 6 carries, right, for 43 yards. That brief snippet was the best the running game's looked all year. They've been committed to the run all year. They ran 18 times for 70 yards, hell, in the Dallas game in the first half. They're committed to it, to a fault. But it was working with CP. Injuries absolutely do have a lot to do with this, both on the line and at running back. I don't want to say it's all scheme because I don't believe it is all scheme. I think if there's something Arthur Smith's good at scheming up, it's the running game. They just can't be who they want to be if they can't run the ball. And right now, they can't run the ball.
Yeah, but if you have a running back that can get you, you know, I mean, you know, on a 1st and 10 or a 2nd and 10, and you choose to run the ball, and they get you 11, like that's what that's continuing drives. That's getting more run plays, and Najee Harris just can't do that.
Can't do it.
Just can't do that, and it's really hurting the whole entire offense the way that he has been running. It is what it is, and that's just who he is. But he's a guy that needs to have 50-50, and I think that we all know that.
Yep.
He doesn't probably wouldn't want to admit that, and you would think that he would have took it upon his shoulders last game to show that he could be just the number one guy, but he's a 50-50 guy. He needs to share reps with somebody else in a different style of running back that can actually get you yards.
He has always been better at the end of seasons. He has always been better when there's a timeshare, to your point.
Yeah.
Like, I do think you're defending Jaylen Warren, and then bang, you go to Najee Harris, and he's going to try to run you over whenever he's playing at his best. That's the perfect way to use those guys. And you mix some CP in there, and you really divvy it up. Now you got 3 guys who are fresh. I think that's the ideal situation for the running game. They can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. So it's all on Najee's shoulders, and that's a bad run defense they played last week. And he got called soft, and he still couldn't break out.
Crazy.
Like, that to me, that really soured me on Najee Harris. Not that I've ever been the biggest fan of him, the player. Don't know the guy, the person. I wouldn't want to talk about that. You got called out, and you're playing Dallas, and you're averaging like 3.8 yards per carry on the season, man. Like, come on. I can't say this will be his breakout game. I think if it's going to be a breakout game for him, I think Justin Fields needs to be involved a lot in that running game. Make that a focal point of the offense.
I was really shocked about the whole read option deal. I mean, I thought that was exactly the way that they were going to go last week. It made too much sense, as you just said, you know, what Lamar did
and
what the Ravens did with their running attack. I mean, you basically have that light of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You could have controlled that whole entire game by just doing that, and they didn't. And you can't live in your fears. Like, you can't worry about Justin Fields getting hurt. And especially if Mike Tomlin says that it doesn't surprise him whenever Kyle Allen went in there and did what he had to do. So you obviously feel comfortable with him as a backup. Like, why not utilize Justin Fields' best assets and have a run attack that against a bad defense that can't stop the run, you just choose not to do it. I mean, they did it, what, twice? Three times?
Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah.
I almost texted you. Hey, they did the thing.
Right.
We talked about it all Friday. Do the thing. They did the thing, and then they stopped doing the thing. Well, do the thing this week because your running game needs a punch. And you can bring in as many tight ends as you want to, and I understand that's the foundation of the Arthur Smith offense. And when you are healthy, I buy it. Like, they're a funky running team to deal with that does it kind of different than anybody else really in the NFL. You don't have the horses right now. So you've got to paint the barn red.
Mm.
Horses painting barn red. Yeah. Tomlinism.
Nay.
That's what Tomlin said. Nay, we're not doing it.
Nay.
Nay. Callis, do your best horse. I was expecting better from him.
Same.
Would you like a reboot? Would you like to try it again?
Nay.
That's sultry horse. That's post-coital horse smoking a cigarette there.
Nay.
Fan Morning Show. I'm sure they're going to love this placement. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One more thing on the quarterback situation, which we were talking about in the last segment. I just think Tomlin has done some goofy stuff with quarterbacks in the past. That's why it wouldn't surprise me if Fields struggles early and Russ gets put in. Like, he had Landry Jones as the starter the one time. And then Landry gets hurt. Ben comes in, throws for 300 yards, and is like the game's MVP. Last season, Rudolph clearly was the right guy at backup quarterback. And you still hung on with Trubisky for a real long time.
Mm-hmm.
He benched Trubisky for Kenny. We've already talked about that. But the more you really think about it, it was super weird because Kenny didn't get any reps with the first team throughout OTAs, minicamp, training camp, not during the week. Didn't know he was going to go in. Tomlin said, you have to go in. Like, he's done some weird things. Plus the yo-yo job he did with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think it absolutely could happen. October Fire Prevention Month, 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Have you tested your smoke alarm this month?
I have not.
You hit it, it goes beep, 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 beep.
What does it do?
And then you just change the batteries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
But you know what I like about Guardian is that when one goes off, they all go off,
mm-hmm.
and then it alerts the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if one is beeping, I don't have to look around and figure out which one's beeping.
It tells you in the
tells
phone.
Tells you.
Yeah. Get you that alert.
Tells you right there, because I've spent full nights trying to figure out which damn fire alarm.
Where is that coming from?
That's right. Texter. This is Dave from Irwin, who says, we listen to the show every morning at the Coke Works in Clairton. Always make us laugh. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
A little shout out there, Dave. You and your friends at the Coke Works in Clairton are wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we've talked about the injuries at the running back position. Well, the Steelers are banged up bad now. Mike Tomlin addressed it yesterday. Where are we most concerned? Is there any place they can get by with what they've got on the roster? We'll get into it. Texter. So you were saying that you just don't want to give the job to Russell, so let's run Fields. When he gets hurt, we put Russell in, and I'll make you feel better. I think everybody is ignoring the fact that the defense is not doing its job. It didn't ignore that at all.
No, we talked about that a lot
more. A lot. Probably more than anybody else. You know, Tomlin came under fire for some clock management stuff, for game planning issues. A lot of people were talking about quarterback. A lot of people talking about George Pickens. We talked about all those things, but yeah, the defense didn't play well. And that's the second consecutive game the defense didn't play well. Now, they forced a bunch of turnovers, kept Dallas off the board totally in the red zone. You also had a block kick. The defense did enough to win until they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you give up 450 yards, and there are clearly holes. And I think a big hole is my guy, Beanie Bishop. I'd love to not kill the dude, but 8 targets, 6 catches allowed, 90 yards allowed, 2 penalties, 111.5 passer rating allowed. You can only be as good as your weakest link on defense.
Yeah.
I think Mike McCarthy was going to sniff that out. He found it, and that's going to be the game plan moving forward. Okay, hold up long enough in pass protection to find Beanie Bishop, and you're going to get some yards.
He was lost, man. Lost. There was a couple times where I saw him just kind of looking back and forth and not understanding where he was at. And
yeah,
that was there. He's going to get like, I wonder what they do this week. I mean, you said that KZ's out.
Yes.
You still have Elliott. You still have Minka. I don't know what Terrell Edmonds can do at that position, maybe. But you got to figure something out. Maybe. I don't know what to do. I don't know what direction. They don't have guys.
Nothing makes me more mad than when the obvious thing becomes the reality.
Yeah.
Wide receiver two or one for the Steelers is a big issue. We talked about it all offseason. Guess what? It's an issue. Slot corner, it's an issue. And the guy you sign can't play for half the season. I think he solves a lot of work.
Yes, for sure.
He's a good player. He's not a number one. We found that out in Detroit. They found that out. But when he's your slot guy who can bump outside in a pinch, you feel really good about that. Hopefully Beanie Bishop picks things up as he moves along. Like, I think a lot of the issues have been the lack of understanding. Like, I think he's got the talent, but you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, I ain't waiting around for an undrafted rookie free agent. You could cut a guy and you could go find someone with experience on a practice squad somewhere. Like, you're not a first round pick. They don't have to be patient with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're undrafted. Anyway, the other injuries, DeMarvin Leal, out. It's never good when you're out at the press conference.
Nope.
Nick Herbig, out. Patterson, talked about him, out. Highsmith, again, out. Pruitt, doubtful. He's big in the running game, too. We talk about the struggles in the running game. Jaylen Warren, I said he was out before. He's doubtful. He ain't going to play.
Right.
And DeMonte KZ, ankle, doubtful. But he's not going to play. I don't know what you do opposite of TJ Watt.
Don't know.
Loudermilk, they're going to try.
Yeah, he did. Had a couple reps there. I heard Joe talking about some two guys that they feel comfortable with. I can't even say their names, but I don't know.
Like, you know what stinks is they had a Marcus Golden and he retired.
That's right.
I wonder if you could get him back. Give him a ring. Give him a ring.
No, he's probably, if he retired, he knew he was going to probably play this year and get a check and play the whole entire year without getting cut. And he was like, nah, I'm good. He's done. You know you're done then.
He's probably eating ketchup potato chips.
Yes.
You ever had a ketchup potato chip?
No.
My sister got married at the Acrisure History Center. That's what I call it. You get it? It's really funny. And they sell all kind of ketchup-related things. And they have these ketchup potato chips. And I tried them. And I was not optimistic. And they were very good.
Were they really?
Mm-hmm. They taste like a French fry dipped in ketchup.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound appealing.
It's a little too ketchup-y for my liking.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't eat it regularly, but I thought they would really suck, and they were pretty good.
Okay.
But if you retire at that point, you're probably sitting on the couch.
Yes.
Throwing your feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Watching dudes get crushed. Watching Leal get hurt.
Yes.
Watching Herbig get hurt. Watching Highsmith get hurt and thinking, hey, that could have been me. I ain't coming back.
No way.
And what? I mean, if they called him off the couch anyhow, like, you're not in football shape. You're probably not going to be good to go to play this week anyhow. That was a position I felt pretty good about, their depth with Herbig as the three. Like, you feel really good about that. But now you're down to Watt. And how much harder does stuff become for TJ Watt now?
He's got to stay in the field all the time. I mean, you saw him taking a lot of breaks last game.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
They kept cutting him on the sideline.
Huffing.
In some key moments, huffing on the sideline. So he's going to need to do that. You can't have him play 100% of the snaps, and now you're going to be with, like, your fifth outside linebacker on one side, and then it's no good. It's no good. We say the Steelers have run into some injury luck this year. You get to play Kirk Cousins before he's ready to go. There's no Micah Parsons. You knock out the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, which maybe that was actually a bad thing. They've had things fall in their favor. Now, this is a laundry list of injuries at positions that were of strength. We thought this team would be able to run the football, and now you've only got Najee Harris and haven't been able to run. You think you knew you'd be able to rush the passer. That task a lot harder without Highsmith or Nick Herbig.
You know who's available? It's probably in shape. James Harrison. He has a boxing match coming up soon against Ocho Cinco. Throw him out there for a couple plays.
I actually was surprised. I'm just going to skip right past that one. I was actually surprised Tomlin was asked by Jeff Hathorn, a really good question, I thought, if Peyton Wilson could be used off the edge.
I heard somebody else talking about that, too, thinking that he's going to end up as an edge rusher.
He was a great pass rusher in college. Now, he's a great blitzer, but they would line him up on the edge. And, you know, being a great blitzer and being a situational pass rusher is different than being an outside linebacker and playing 40 snaps or something like that. But I'm not seeing a lot of great options here.
Nope.
You know what? Yeah, call James Harrison.
Yeah. Listen.
I think he's going to beat Ocho's ass.
Yes.
But I saw Ocho pose shirtless. My man, he doesn't look like lanky wide receiver anymore. He is a strong, yoked-up dude.
Ocho can box, though. Like, he's always been able to box. If you just even go back 15, 20 years ago, like, that's all he ever did for training was box. Like, he can box. It's just, can his strikes impact James, and if his strikes do impact, he's gonna have to get close. And if James gets you, you're done.
You know how I do that thing in the basement where I just, you know, exercise down there?
What is it? Buns of Steel?
It's not Buns of Steel.
I thought it was.
I did Insanity, and then I did some other Beachbody stuff, and then I now Body Coach, but I don't do Buns of Steel. And one of the things you do is you kind of jog in place while you're punching. And it's like 40 seconds, and then you take like a 15-second rest, and you do it over and over and over again. And I don't know why I stood up. I could explain it well enough. I think my arms would fall if I actually had to box. Because I get through three rounds of that, my arms are dead.
You had a Band-Aid on your knee the other day.
It was bleeding. Coming up next, the NFLPA says quit looking at our pee-pees. Necessary? Unnecessary. We get into it next before we hear from Ray Fittipaldo at the top of the next hour, talking all things Steelers, injuries, quarterback, George Pickens. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Ray Fittipaldo joining us at 8 o'clock. And we're going around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. Couple of stories that piqued my interest, Doran. Number one, the NFLPA releasing a statement last week saying for 3 years they've been trying to get media interviews out of locker rooms because it's stupid and weird and it's outdated. Do you agree with that?
Yes. It's very weird. Makes no sense. There are so many conference rooms within a facility, within a stadium, that you can just go request who you need, let guys go shower and be in peace. You don't need to have their Johnsons hanging out while you're talking to them.
They're Deontays.
Yes. They're Calvins. They're Andres. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's never made any type of sense to
they're
me.
They're Dickersons.
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense. It's got to be super uncomfortable for you guys.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Why can't you wait 15 minutes?
There was the infamous Brandon Sutter of the Penguins back in the day, where I think Dan Potash was doing an interview on Fox Sports, I think, at the time, whatever it was, Root Sports, whatever it was, and you just see him standing there and his Tarnstrom's hanging out. His LeBeau's just chilling there. So, yeah, some media members have framed this, wow, the NFLPA, they don't want players talking. I don't buy that. I don't think this is actually about restricting the media's access. It's moving the location of the access. And it's about time we've done that. It's been weird to me. I don't want to go in there and be sniffing up on that locker room.
Right.
It stinks.
It's very, very odd. It's very weird.
Aaron Rodgers fired Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
You think Aaron Rodgers is going to acquire Devontae Adams?
Maybe. But I also did hear that Saleh was about to walk in and fire Hackett, and I think that Aaron Rodgers got wind of it, but they're going to say that he didn't know. But he's going to fire his guy, and then he ultimately gets fired. Oh, that's just ironic, right?
Yeah.
Very ironic.
Total coincidence.
Mm.
Would never happen that way. I've seen some on social media say, oh, geez, boy, Robert Saleh got a raw deal. Well, they're underperforming, and they have Super Bowl aspirations this year. And I don't think I would ever fire a head coach in season unless there was some sort of scandal. I think it's tough, especially this early in the season. I think that's tough. But I don't feel bad for Robert Saleh because of this. Here's some numbers. Next 2 years, still going to be getting paid by the New York Jets. $583,000 a month. $134,000 a week. $19,000 a day. $800 per hour. And $13.32 per minute. I guess it'd be $13.32 a minute.
He's fine.
A minute.
He's all right.
I wouldn't coach for 2 years. No. But he probably will, right? I mean,
yeah. He'd probably be a D coordinator next year and double dip.
He'd go be an analyst now if he wants to be. I probably wouldn't, but he could be. Go be a DC next year. Absolutely.
He was always in over his head. I don't think he was ready to be a head coach, especially in that market, and then getting Aaron Rodgers and all that, what that was going to bring to the table. I mean, I remember, real quick, I remember watching Hard Knocks whenever he first got hired, and they were in practice. It was the first practice. And the practice ended, and all the players were kind of just together and, like, you know, the end of the practice, like, huddle and, like, waiting for the coach to speak. And he's just, like, sitting there just, like, looking off into the sky. And everybody's like, yo, you're the guy. Like, you need to break us down, man. Like, you're the head coach. He's like, oh, my bad. And that moment right there, I was like, yeah, I think it might be over his head right now.
Not ideal. Hmm. You know what is ideal? Ray Fittipaldo joins us next. What does he make of the quarterback situation? What can the Steelers do to run the ball? What are the answers at outside linebacker? So much to get into, so little time with Ray, and we'll talk to him, our Steelers insider, coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500s, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 64.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.